Nothing beats entering a new week with the assurance that the Word of God shall be made manifest in your life. Nothing beats entering a new week with a belief that the blessings of God will reign in your life. Nothing beats entering a new week with a copy of I Prophesy. I Prophesy is a weekly devotional written by Major Daughter, one of the best-selling authors of Christian publications. This weekly devotional contains spirit-filled prophecies for each week in a year. With I Prophesy, you are assured of having a stronger and better relationship with God, ensuring a better and more fulfilling life. Grab a copy now and watch how the Lord God will begin to do marvelous things in your life as you step into another week of blessings.
Shalom, shalom, and peace be with you to all our global viewers. This is I Prophesy, your weekly devotional. We're still talking, stock taking, and thanksgiving. We are still grateful for the gift of life. For the Bible says, a living dog is better than a dead lion. I am Lebogang Mangolo, and I'm joined today by Pastor Isaac.
Yes, good morning. Shalom, shalom, everybody, viewers all over the world, wherever you are. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. May the Lord do more in your life. May the Lord meet you at the point of your need. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much. Share and like our stream. Share and like our stream. Yes, we continue to design our week through the Word of God. As we continue to journey through I Prophesy, your weekly devotional with Major Daughter. This week, we are talking counting your blessings. Yes, counting your blessings, remembering what the Lord has done. And our foundation scripture is taken from the book of Psalms 103, verse 1 and 2. And I'll read, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Yes, bless the Lord, O my soul, and never forget all his benefits. We continue to hear what the chosen servant of God, Major Daughter, reveals by the Spirit of God. She says, sometimes people tend to do double time on the setbacks, disappointments, and challenges they have faced. When you ask them what the year has been like for them, you will hear all about the negatives that occurred. Many times when you are asked how the year has been, you don't remember the good things. You remember mostly the negative things. One of the secrets to happiness and fulfillment is counting your blessings prayerfully while giving thanks to God. Despite difficult situations you may have faced this year, if you sit down and list all that the Lord has done for you in your life, you'll be amazed. You will realize that the positives and the great things outweighs the negatives. So we are admonished, we are encouraged, we are taught that focus on what the Lord has done. Focus on the good things that the Lord has done, and continue to express gratitude and count your blessings and offer the Lord the honor and the glory that he deserves.
Amen. The woman of God encourages us that we must learn to appreciate God in everything in life. This is because there are many people who are hungry, sick, or in any number of ways in tougher situations than you. In fact, your bad days may be someone else's good days. You must learn to count your blessings. There's a song that says, count your blessings one by one. Yes, we must learn to count our blessings and be grateful for all that the Lord does for you. You should learn to look for the blessings and express gratitude, regardless of how small they may seem. Whenever it seems like things are starting to get out of hand, take a few minutes and start thanking God consciously for the decisions, for the blessings, for the mercy, for the grace he has given you. You'll find that your focus turns from things that make you sad to things that make you happy.
Praise the Lord. Yes. I mean, I think we are being taught to be grateful, to do things, to live a thanksgiving life daily. And you will not be discouraged. You will not drown in the negative and the challenging situations there to encounter. Many of us, we focus so much, we give so much attention, we give so much energy to the negative and the difficult and the challenging times instead of counting your blessings. So when you go through difficult times, whatever you go through, remember what the Lord has done and just get courage from that, for He is faithful. He's not a man that He should lie. He never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So always count your blessings. Let us hear more what the woman of God reveals by the Spirit of God. She says, there's a song that goes, count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. I think that is a song that the elder was just singing just moments ago. It says, count your blessings, mention them one by one. Remember the good things that the Lord has done. Remember how He delivered you out of that situation. Remember how He healed your children, your parents, your brother, your family. Remember how He provided when it looks like nothing was ever going to. Remember how out of nowhere a divine helper located you and blessed you. So count your blessings. Remember what the Lord has done. It doesn't matter what you go through. Even in the most difficult times, remember that the Lord has delivered you in more, far deeper, in worse situations than what you are going through. Be grateful. Be thankful. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Let your heart have gratitude. Be grateful to the Lord. And she continued to say, sometimes you may not know how good the Lord has been to you until you take stock of His goodness in your life. Yes, many people don't do stock-taking. That's why they are unable to realize and to measure the goodness of God in their lives. That is the importance of doing stock-taking. She continues to say, when you are grateful for the little things, it will not be long before greater miracles will be manifested in your life. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, and His mercies are new every morning. The scripture tells us in Psalm 68 verse 19 that He loves us daily. He loves us daily with benefits. This means that with each passing day, we experience and enjoy new blessings from the Lord. You must be grateful to God. Yes, be grateful to the Lord for even for what He has done for you, for seeing this day, for just joining us. Be grateful to the Lord. What has this year been like for you? Have you made any progress? The fact that you are watching us, you are alive, it's progress. It's progress, and you need to acknowledge the Lord for His grace and His mercies. Yes, she says, look out for any changes in your present circumstances, in your family, in your career, etc. Give God the highest praise for it. Remember the one who returned, He returned not in silence. He returned with a loud voice, giving thanks to the Lord. She says, give the highest praise for it. Look through your life and count your blessings. Yes, mention them one by one. Father, thank you for blessing my children. Father, thank you for blessing, for keeping my job. Father, thank you for the salary. Father, thank you for the income that I've received. Father, thank you for the house, for I have a dwelling place. Father, thank you for the car. Father, thank you for healing my children, my family, my love. Father, thank you for my pastor. Father, thank you for the church, for the brethren who continues to encourage me. Father, thank you for your ministers. You give thanks to them. I'm grateful for what the Lord has done in my life. Yes. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And remember that thanksgiving offering. Don't just thank God. Bring an offering, an offer unto the Lord as an expression of your gratitude, as a sacrifice. Say, Father, men might have not seen November of 2021, but I've seen it by your grace. Many might have not lived to see what has the year been like, but I, by your grace and amazing, I've lived to see. It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by your grace, it's by your mercies. thank God and take stock of what the Lord has done in life. Count your blessings one by one. Mention them one by one. Yes. Now, thank you so much. We'll be right back.
Nothing beats entering a new week with the assurance that the Word of God shall be made manifest in your life. Nothing beats entering a new week with the belief that the blessings of God will reign in your life. Nothing beats entering a new week with a copy of I Prophesy. I Prophesy is a weekly devotional written by Major Daughter, one of the best-selling authors of Christian publications. This weekly devotional contains spirit-filled prophecies for each week in a year. With I Prophesy, you are assured of having a stronger and better relationship with God, ensuring a better and more fulfilling life. Grab a copy now and watch how the Lord God will begin to do marvelous things in your life as you step into another week of blessings.
Our foundational scripture, and taken from Psalms 103, says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Oh, as we take this prophetic cry, let us not forget all that the Lord has done for us. Now I will lead you and you'll follow me. Dear Father,
I acknowledge
your daily blessings
in my life.
From today,
I refuse
to focus
my thoughts
on what I do not have
or did not accomplish.
My focus
is on your daily blessings
seen and unseen
upon my life.
I praise you
now and always
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, if you'd like to go deeper, visit Psalm 118 verse 1 and 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16 to 18.
Yes, viewers all over the world, remember, write down what the Lord has done. It does not matter the situation that you find yourself in at this moment. Begin to write down what the Lord has done. You are still alive today. Everything that you have, write it down. And look at the challenges that you are going through. They are not more than the good and the great things the Lord has done. The Lord is true and is faithful. He watches over his way to fulfill it in our lives. Be encouraged. Count your blessings one by one. Forget not all his benefits. Remember, it is not by your might. It is not that you deserve it. It is not that you qualify. No, it is the grace. It is the mercy of God. That is the most important thing that leads us to give him thanks and praise and honor. Do not assume that the Lord is aware that you are grateful. You need to express yourself. You need to praise him. You need to magnify the Lord. You need to bless him. Let the Lord enjoy the fruits of your lips. Not only the fruits of your lips, let the Lord enjoy that offering that we are encouraging you to bring unto him. It's thanksgiving. Thank the Lord. Bring that special seed. Bring that special offering. And I pray that, precious Holy Spirit of God, may you remind us of all the good things that you have done in our lives. May you remind all those who are under the influence of our voice of everything that you have done in their lives. May they acknowledge you. May they praise you. May they honor you for all that you have done in their lives. As we bring this Thanksgiving offering, may you accept it, Heavenly Father, as an offering of thanksgiving. And may, as we bring it unto your God, may you do more in our lives. May we experience the unprecedented favor and blessings that we have never imagined, even thought about this year. Father, we thank you for the lives of those who are listening to us, who are watching us. We thank you. we offer thanksgiving for these ones who are under the influence of our voice. Father, we thank you for this platform of MDN TV. We thank you, Father, for it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by your grace that you are able to minister unto your people and touch lives, changing lives, wherever they are. In the name of Jesus, we acknowledge your supremacy and we thank you for your grace and your love and your mercies. God bless every one of you who are listening to us.
Amen.
From us, it is Shabbat Shalom. Shalom.